I mean, today's learning is really initial. It's time losing from Shariah, Maisha, and Anil, Rifka, Miss Maisha, Israel, Yisrael, Menachem, or Maisha, Shriyaskus, Fru, Shalem, Chai, Maisha, and Malki, and it's been Sarah, me, Racha, Sarah, Malki, Matrizak, Ben, Fagel, Dina, Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in Simon, Reish, Zion, New Simon. I believe that's where we're up to, right? I believe so. Okay. Peiris Elon. When it comes to the Peiris Elon, chutz mi chamesh saminim, except for the chamesh saminim, the five types of fruit that are listed in the Torah, we'll see what they are shortly. The chol peiris adama and any fruit from the ground, the urakis and any vegetables. The chol davar she'ein gedulim min haaretz and anything that does not grow from the ground. Bracha achrayna shalahem is boirei nefashos rabbis. That is the bracha achrayna, as we know. V'im achal mikol minim elu, if we ate from any one of these items, mevarach l'acha kulam bracha achas, you don't have to make a separate bar in the fashas for each one. So even if you had a situation that you had to make two shahakos, you don't have to make two bar in the fashas. One bar in the fashas covers everything. Ibracha zay choysim babalai shem, we finish it without a shem. Sheyachtim kach barachay ha'ay lamim. As we finish it, we'll see there is a shita from the Gra that you do say Hashem's name at the end, but our minig, generally, most of our minig, is not to say Hashem's name at the end. So, pretty simple. Mechaber, let's see, Meshavrura, Peris Elon, Ibidiyeved, and Berich Aleim, Ber Ala Eitz, Valpriya Eitz, Yatsa. So, the Shari Tshuva says that, and it's also Pasha, that if, let's say, I ate an apple, appropriate bracha charna for an apple is a bar nefashas. If I made a bar ala eitz val priyates, the Shari Tshuva says that there are shitas that hold that you are yaitze because ultimately is a fruit from the tree. Now, if you ate grapes and an apple, then the ala eitz could pater everything according to everybody. You don't have to make a separate bar nefashas because there you're making the ala eitz on the grapes. Okay. Even water is a bar nefashas. Rabbis, obviously, you have to make sure to have drunk the water in the kedai of the normal time to drink a rabbis of water, and then you have a chiv of bar nefashas. Bar nefashas, rabbis, nusach habracha. What is the nusach habracha? Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. Bar nefashas, rabbis, v'chesreinam. Al kol masha shebara, he says. We'll see that there's another nusach in a moment. Al kol masha bara lahach spem nefesh kochai bara chay ho'oy lamim. Vaches the bara chay it's a tseirei nokad bit tseirei shehu davik, right? That it's connected to the word. So this is a dikduk thing he's telling us. It's bara chay ho'oy lamim. We'll see the meaning of that in a moment. So it's baruch chei ho'ay lamim, the chei goes with the baruch, and therefore the appropriate thing is a tzere, because in digduk, that's how it would be connected. V'yesh oimrim, and there are those who say shebarasa, but nahar and nahar pashta, there's all different kinds of minhagim out there, that is the minik. Now, what is the word? Let's pause here for a second. What does that mean? We make the bracha. Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. So we just told you that the Chei is connected to the Baruch, not to the Ha'olamim. But what does the word Chei mean? What are we supposed to have in mind? What are we saying when we say that word? So he brings down over here from the Tesfas Yantiv. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chayim Shel Ha'olamim Shu Mechayes Ha'olamim. Hashem gives life to everything in this world. He gives life to the animal that we eat. He gives life to the vegetables that are growing. He gives life to us. So it's Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. You're the one that is giving life to the world. So, okay, so that's what we have in mind when we say the Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. La'acha Kulam. After all of them, right? Reitz Alaymed. The Ein Tzarech L'Baruch Bar Nefasha Kol Echad Ve'Echad. You don't have to make a separate Bar Nefasha on each one. The Yishayich HaKulam, it covers all of them. V'afila achav v'shatzu yatzu v'bracha achas. Even if you ate and you drank, one bar in the fush is enough. V'im mitzar from shtayim yachal l'kasher. What happens if I ate a half a share of water and a half a share of food, right? So I didn't eat a kazayas of meat, and I didn't eat a revius of, I didn't drink a full revius of water. Can we be put them together in order to make one bar in the fushes? Ein la kam sim re shud mit shbru im stapik im och kazay spach der khilas pras ein tsarkh lavar I'm sorry ein la kam sim re shud mit shbru we'll see later on when we get to sim re shud im stapik im och kazay spach der khilas pras what happens if you're not sure ein tsarkh lavar bar in the fash you don't have to do a bar in the fash because we say safik brachas le hakol okay khaysam babalay shame we said at the end of the brachas bar khay haylamim We do not say Hashem's name. Those who hold that this is a bracha arucha. Bracha arucha means that there's a baruch at Hashem in the beginning and a baruch at Hashem at the end. This is considered a short bracha. There is no chasima. Since we're uncertain, is this supposed to be a bracha that has an opening and a closing? Right, so if we know it has an opening and closing, then it should be Hashem's name in the beginning, Hashem's name at the end. If it's only not supposed to have a closing, then it should only have Hashem's name in the beginning, right? So since it's not sure, so we do the chasima, we do say Baruch Hay Olamim, but we do it without Hashem's name. It's interesting, it's brought down for Ramesha that he's supposed to answer Amen or Bracha Toich Kedei Dibur at a minimum. You're really supposed to answer Amen as soon as the Bracha is over. Now, if you say, right, so let's go through the Bracha, right? Right? And according to some, that's the end of the bracha. According to the others, Baruch Hay Olamim is the end of the bracha. So you can't say the Amen before the Baruch Hay Olamim when you're hearing it, but after the Baruch Hay Olamim, it's a shtickle hefsik. So Moshe writes that you should be careful, specifically with Baruch Nefesh, that as soon as the guy finishes Olamim, you should immediately say the Amen right away. So they shouldn't, because potentially if the end of the bracha is earlier, you don't have to wait too long to say the Amen. But Das Agra, the Gra disagrees. Lachten Bab Hashem, K'moshe Muska B'Yishalmi, U'mekomakom Ayol Mloy Nahagakein, it's not our minig. Now, Uperish Baruch Nefashis Rabbis, we explained the Baruch Hay Olamim. What is the explanation of the Baruch Nefashis Rabbis? Mevoyer B'Tor, the Noisen Lo Yisbarach Shebach, we are giving thanks to Hashem, praise to Hashem, Al Shebara Dvarim Hechreichim Kegoyin Lechem, did for two things. Number one, that he created the things that we must have. We know without bread, we can't survive. So the first thing is we're thanking Hashem, we're giving praise to Hashem, that you created the essentials. We're also thanking Hashem for all the things that we have, even that are not necessarily a necessity. So on those items that are absolutely necessary to survive, we say chesreinam. On the stuff that's not so absolutely necessary, we say al komasha barasa. So go back again to the bracha. Let's go through it again. Baruch at Hashem al-Kenim al-Chalim, Boyer in the Fashas Rabbis. Rabbis, v'chesroinon. You created all these people and all these things. V'chesroinon. And you created for them everything and everything that they need. So v'chesroinon is thank you Hashem for creating every single item that I need in order to survive. Right? Al-Kol Ma'asheh Barasa. And I'm also thanking you for all the other things that you created that are not necessarily essential for me. Baruch. Chai Olam, and praise to you who gives life to everything in this world. That is the pshat, according to this, into the bracha. Okay, let's start Siman Reish Ches. Then bracha me'en shalosh. Now we're going to get into the bracha of the alamichya. Acha chameshus pina alamichya, the ala eitz. Acha chamesha mina peiris, after the five types of peiris, which we alluded to in the last siman. The chameshus mina dogam, and also the five kinds of grains that are that you have to make an alamichya on. So let's start with Sif Aleph. Al chameshus aminim, on the five minim, shehem, what are they? Gefen, grapes, teena, figs, rimon, pomegranate, zayas is alas, utamara is dates. Mevarach, lachreim, bracha, achas mein shalosh, we have to make the alha eitz on them. Let's see the Mishaburu. Mevarach achreim, shemitoich hashivason. Since these five particular fruit are considered more chashiv. Why are they more chashiv? Shenishtapcha behem Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael was praised about them. What one of the praises of Eretz Yisrael that they produced these fruits? Kedeksiv. Eretz, it's a land of chita, sa'ira, gefen, te'ena, rimain, eretz, zayas, shema, nu, dvash. Now, dvash, although the literal meaning of dvash is honey, but when the pasuk says dvash over here, it means tamarim, shazav, mehem, dvash. It actually refers to dates, that date honey comes from it. Kavi lahem bracha chashuva. So because these things have an extra chashivas, we see that they're chashuva because this is something we're praising Eretz Yisrael about. So if we're praising Eretz Yisrael about, it means that these are special fruits. So since they're special, The Chachamim made a special bracha for it, and they atzmal achra. So not only do they all fruit from the tree have a special bracha of eitz beforehand, these five have an additional specialty, a special item to it, is that they have a special bracha afterwards, the bracha of al ha'eitz. Okay, let's start with Siv Beis. Let's see how far we get over here. Chameshes min dagan, the five types of grains. Now, what are the five types of grains? So before we go weiter, let's just look in the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan beis, chameshes min dagan, hein, chita, which is wheat, sa'ira, which is barley, kusman, which is spelt, sheboi l'shul, which is oats, and shifan, which is rye. Okay, so those are the five kinds of barley. So we'll get back to the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. Okay, mevarach oi. Now, sheshlakan, that you cook them, oiketashan, or you crush them. We'll see, sheshlakan really means that you split them. We'll see that in a moment. Va'asman tafshil, you made a cooked item out of it. Can go in maisa kedera. Charifais v'gerish caramel v'desa. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what those things are. Afila erev imam, dvash harba, even if you mixed a lot of honey or other ingredients. Yaisamaham, even more than the grains that you put in there. Or other types of ingredients. You have to make a mezainis. So, classic example, cholent that has barley in it. You have to make a mezainis. Even though there's kidney beans and there's all other kinds of beans in there, since there is a, assuming that you made a cholent, a generous amount of barley, not that there's a very limited barley, or a mushroom barley soup that has a lot of barley in it, it's a mezainis. And assuming that you ate enough kashir, you have to make an alamichya. If the whole reason the grain, the flour, was put in only to either to bind it, or to thicken it up, so if it's not, any time you have any part of these, anybody, shalom? You're living in Philly too long. The carrots and the chalant, if you put each time you have an item like this, so you have a cooked product, if there's mezainis in there because it's there for flavor, then that always becomes the ikker. It's always a mezainis. It will see some of the questions that come up because of this, but if it's in there just to not as a flavor, just as a binder or a thickener, then you make the bracha on the other item. So let's start the Mishnah Berurah over here. So Sif Katan Beis, we'll do it again, right? So he said the five minadagam is chita, sayra, kusman, shabayla, shul, and shipan. And we said already those that was wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Those are the chameshes minadagam. Avamasha anu kairin tartikri, right, which is buckwheat. Oy masha anu kairin tarkisha vites, which is corn. So even though you can make a flour, you can make corn flour, you can make buckwheat flour, these are not considered. They're a fruit of the ground, and they're a bar priyadama. You do not make an alamichya on them. Sheshlakon. So the Mishnah Berurah said that in order that they should become a bar mina mezainis and alamichya, they have to be sheshlakon. Now tzarich leim shechilkon. They say this was a typo. That means that you split them. Meaning you can't whole. If we already learned this, if I took whole grains and I boiled them, right, in the shell and everything, that's a bar priya adama. That does not become a mezainis. So over here, you have to have split them. So you split each one into more. Groifen. This is what we call some sort of like grits kind of thing. The iluim heim shleimim, because if they're complete, we'll see in Sivdal, the bar priya adama. It's a bar priya adama. Now, if they became very mushy because of the cooking, even though you put them in whole, in its peel, since again. So it's either you crush them or you cook them, and very, very well, like I said, in a mushroom barley soup, even if you put them in whole with the shell, it would still be a mezainis because you cooked them until they're soft and mushy. And the same thing in a chalent, oikadashin, if you crush them right to lay them out, fill a loichilkan. Rakshahesikli pasan, he took off the husk. Ayadei haktisha, by chopping them, by knocking them, you remove the husk, it also becomes a mezainis. Zachrayim atzad, the inan dafkashi, estabik ayadei bishel, that in order to leave this, if they're whole, in order to leave the category of hadama into a mezainis, they have to sort of stick to each other through the cooking. Then it's considered a cooked item. Then they will be considered shleimim, and then they would be a bari pri adama. We're going to go a few minutes over time. Harifais v'gerish v'karmel. So we said that what kind of dishes? The harifais, gerish, v'karmel. What are they? Harifais who perish al-katashin. That is the kind of thing that you actually crush them, you remove the husk, and then you cook it. V'gerish v'karmel who perish al-chilkan. That was a dish that they made by splitting, cutting up, chopping up the kernels. V'chal eli b'chal ma'asikadera. And these are all considered ma'asikadera, and therefore they become mezainis. V'daisa mikri kishnis amech. When it's dabek yafa, when it got cooked very, very much, and they start sticking together like a cholent. That the chreinim said that you shouldn't eat whole kernels or this grits, which is a dish that was made from oats, right? Ella b'taycha suda, because they weren't sure what bracha. You should only eat it during the meal. That's talking about they weren't cooked so much, so you still have whole grains, right? That's, we'll get into maybe later on, we'll get into the question of the granola bars and things like that. Whole grains not cooked into a mushiness would still be hadama. Again, the same rule. So we said, let's just finish up over here. Even if there was a lot more of other ingredients, atam, kivin abalahatam lahachshas atavshil, since one of the chameshas minim is coming to give a flavor to the cooked, to the this cooked item that you made, which are considered more chashiv, again, because they are things mentioned in the Shevis Aminim, who are Iker. We'll get to this soon, how much of this you need to eat in order to make an alamichya. El adapka, however, if these were only put in, you put flour into a pot just to bind it, so you put breadcrumbs into gefilte fish, or into chopped meat,
or carrots in the chalent,
or carrots into the chalent. You chop meat into you put flour, breadcrumbs into ground meat in order to make burgers. The whole reason for it is not for flavor. It's either there. Well, he brings down over the other side. Either it's there to bind it, or it's just to create more volume because you want to serve more people out of it. It's not there to give a flavor. Then it's batah. Even if you put a lot of flour into your gefilte fish or into your burgers, it still becomes batah. So it always has to do with why is it in there. If it's in there for the flavor and it's cooked well, it will always be a mezainis, and you won't have an alamichi afterwards, which we'll see how much you have to eat in order to be mechuyev in an alamichi. Okay, we'll stop over here. Yemetz Hashem, we will continue on Monday. Shkoyach.